Or was that wrestling with his mom?
Not until after he got into high school. He stayed with his mother until about high school, wasn't it? Or but maybe a little bit
before.
Yeah.
So you could say his mother raised him with your help.
Yeah.
Would you say she raised him, or would there be another way of saying that that you know of, or you would use?
I'm sure she raised him.
Yeah.
Okay. Does he look like Joel or his?
Tall and slender.
Okay. Yeah.
How would you say he looks like any child if you were to say, oh, he looks like the mother or the father? Is there a special way you'd have of saying that that you can think of?
Oh, yeah. He looks more like Joel. Like his dad.
Might you say he resembles or takes after or something like that?
Yeah, Yeah, very much.
Trying to get at what you would use in sort of conversation to say that he looks like somebody, if there's a special way of doing that.
I've got a book that I wrote that gives a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I saw this at the museum. Wow. Yeah, I think I'll look at this.
It has some pictures in it.
Sounds good.
It won a reward for it was printed in Kansas, but it won a award of being something in four states.
Wow.
So that's pretty nice.
That's great.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
The neatest and best written.
And no vulgaration and all that kind of stuff.
Right. Well, that sounds good. I'll take a look at that later. But I saw it in the museum and I thought, that looks good. Is there a place you would go around here to, if you had needed to receive medical attention? Is there a place in this area?
We have medical facilities here.
Okay.
We have a small, it takes care of primary happenings.
Well, we were the main instigators of getting the medical center going through Dr. Fisher that used to be here. And Celia did more on that than I did, but we had a great deal to do with getting the medical center here.
Okay. Is there a place you would go for bigger emergencies?
Usually Grand Junction. Gunnison, if it's possible, and then if not, it's Grand Junction.
Okay. What would you call the place that you would go to in either of those places that you would?
Well, it's the hospital in Grand Junction. What's the name of it?
Well, it's a veterans hospital.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a big one that the big one that used to be in the state of Colorado was at Fort Simmons. Denver, and then they closed that. But that before they closed that, there was one in Grand Junction. But when they closed the Fitzsimmons Hospital, boy, they spent a pile of money on the Grand Junction one.
Okay, yeah, I did hear of Fitzsimmons.
Yeah.
You were both born in Lake City.
Yeah.
Were you born at hospitals or
homes?
No,
homes. Did your mother, as you were being born, did your mother have somebody there with her to?
We had a doctor in Lake City.
Okay.
He brought both of us
really
into the world.
Wow. Was there a woman there to help at all?
Yeah, they had a nurse. Her name was Grandma Myers. She was a nurse.
Why was she called Grandma Myers?
That was her last name, and she just did a lot of. Helped with a lot of sickness and new babies.
So because of her position, everybody called her Grandma?
Grandma Myers.
Would she also be